Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, idea champions. Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood brainstorm booster, ready to pump you up with 5 fresh ideas in just 5 minutes. Today's topic. Something super important, especially in this crazy world we live in, building healthy boundaries with those toxic people that sometimes creep into our lives. Ever felt like you were constantly walking on eggshells around someone? You know that feeling when your energy drains after an interaction with them? Yeah, that's a big red flag. Toxic people can be sneaky little ninjas, draining your energy, chipping away at your self-esteem, and leaving you feeling more exhausted than energized. But guess what? You're not powerless in this situation. You have the power to protect yourself with healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible shields around your precious soul, filtering out negativity and keeping the good vibes flowing. Now, I'm not talking about building walls around yourself, becoming a hermit, or cutting off everyone who doesn't perfectly align with your vibe, although sometimes that might be necessary. It's about setting clear expectations, communicating your needs assertively, and protecting your emotional well-being. Ready to build those shields? Here are 5 powerful ideas to get you started. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute deal-breakers for you in a relationship? It could be disrespect, dishonesty, negativity, or constant criticism. Once you pinpoint these, make it crystal clear what's unacceptable behavior and don't shy away from enforcing those boundaries. Think of it like this. Imagine your favorite restaurant has an amazing pizza, but the service is terrible. You might still crave the delicious pizza, but at some point, you realize the bad experience outweighs the enjoyment. Life is similar. Focus on what truly matters to you and don't settle for anything less. 2. Practice saying no with confidence. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's a superpower. Saying no politely but firmly protects your time, energy, and emotional bandwidth. Remember, you don't owe anyone an explanation or justification for saying no to something that doesn't serve you. 3. Set clear communication boundaries. Define how you prefer to communicate and stick to it. Do you need space sometimes? Let people know. Are you only available via email during certain hours? Make that clear. Communicate your preferences directly and respectfully, and don't be afraid to adjust boundaries as needed. 4. Don't engage in toxic drama. Toxic people often thrive on drama and conflict. Resist the urge to get sucked into their games. Stay calm, collected, and stick to the facts when interacting with them. Remember, you can't control their behavior, but you can control your reactions. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as a Zen master surrounded by chaotic ninjas trying to distract you. You stay focused, grounded, and let the chaos flow around you without getting caught up in it. That's the power of boundary setting. 5. Prioritize self-care. Protecting your emotional well-being is paramount. Engage in activities that bring you joy, nurture your relationships with positive people, and practice self-compassion. When you're feeling good about yourself, you're better equipped to handle challenging situations and set healthy boundaries. Let's take a quick look at a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah has a co-worker, let's call him Mark, who constantly criticizes her work and makes snide remarks. Mark's negativity is starting to affect Sarah's confidence and motivation. She decides to set some boundaries by politely but firmly addressing Mark's behavior. She explains that she values constructive feedback but finds his comments hurtful and unproductive. Sarah also starts prioritizing her self-care by spending more time with supportive friends, taking breaks to recharge, and focusing on projects she enjoys. As a result, Sarah feels less stressed and more empowered at work. Remember, building healthy boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. Be patient with yourself, keep refining your strategies, and celebrate your successes along the way. You've got this. Take action today by identifying one boundary you want to set in your life. Think about it. What small step can you take right now to protect your energy and well-being? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we empower each other to build the shields and thrive. Remember, stay inspired, keep brainstorming, and until next time, rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.